good, thanks. How are you going?
Don't people normally do videos on exams?
Well, apparently not. And that's what I kind of got sad about. I'm like, it's more human if your camera's on, but that's okay.
Okay, all right. Sorry, all the footy ones have got a camera, so you get to see our ugly mugs. But anyway, congratulations on the win yesterday. Look, I'll go straight in there. Everyone's talking about the record. And I know you guys have been playing it down. You love to play it down. But surely by now, there's a little bit of discussion, a bit of excitement about potentially reaching that milestone.
Yeah, there hasn't actually been a discussion. Obviously, deep down, it would be cool to reach the record. But kind of the way we explain it is it's one game at a time. And every time we go out there, we're trying to win. So obviously, if the record comes along, then that's nice. But if not, then we'll just start again.
What's the secret to staying motivated? I mean, like you said, it's one game at a time. But I don't know. Do you ever get tired of winning? Surely.
No. Never. Hopefully for the rest of my career, I kind of keep getting asked that question because it means that we're winning. So not really. Losing sucks. And I think we're pretty hard on ourselves when we do that. And it kind of makes you dive deep and pick little things out. But I think we do that even when we're successful. So I think that's the best part is winning is great, but we know we can still get better.
And I'll ask one more before I hand it over. Like in that game, how much does that legacy of winning help in games like the other day, where they set a pretty decent total? It was a good challenge, the biggest challenge you guys have had for a while in terms of a chase. How much does that help you go out and just play with such confidence and know that you can get out of almost any scenario in a game?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of the team belief. We've been in so many games where we've pulled it back from nowhere or made something happen. So I think that comes from the experience that's in the group. And a lot of us have been around for a long time now and there's some fresh faces in there and that makes it all new and nice. But I think for us, we've played enough cricket now to know that it's not over till it's over. So I think no matter what the situation is, you know, we've got the experience to kind of combat that. And Chase, like yesterday, we knew that pitch was awesome and we thought they were, you know, 20 or 30 under par. So we just went in and played good cricket and I didn't have to bat, so I was pretty happy about that too.
All right, see if anyone else wants to ask one.
Thanks, Phil. Andrew McGlashan, do you want to go next? Sorry, I normally lean on you first, but
thanks, Lucy. Hi, Megan. What do you think has been sort of the key evolution in this side during this run of 20 wins? Is there something that you've seen the side, one particular area you've seen the side grow in that's helped with this consistency?
Yeah, obviously, you know, before we kind of started winning some games on the trot, we had that loss in the World Cup and we kind of sat down and revised a lot of things and realised that, you know, we're pretty beatable. So I think for us, every game that we go into now, we know that the situation can change at any moment. And so there's no real chance to take our foot off the pedal. And that's probably been the big driver for us against any kind of level team is to make sure we're trying to play our best cricket. And really, at the end of the day, that's all we can control.
And just from your point of view, how do you feel it's gone for you in this early season matches, both the T20s and now these ODIs?
A bit average, to be honest. I haven't been overly pleased with how I've bowled. I think I've had some good overs in there, but I've had some poor ones as well. And for me, the ODIs over the last couple of days, I've felt like I've struggled a little bit with my length. I need to get a little bit fuller, but I think that's the transition from playing so much T20 cricket for a long period of time. And then we're converting kind of back to the T20 stuff with Big Bash. So, I've been a little bit disappointed, if I'm honest, but hopefully find some consistency in the future.
Just one more, if I can. You've shared the new ball with Annabelle in these first two games. What do you think she can offer as a bowler in this format as she continues to develop?
Oh, raw pace. It's really cool for me to kind of just do my thing up one end and then have someone who's the complete opposite. She's fast, gets that bounce, that pace, and a bit of swing at times too. So I think she's an exciting prospect and balances out really well. And obviously, you know, not having Pez at the other end, we need someone who's kind of doing that and is a bit opposite to me. And I think that's where we work well together. But obviously her age, to see the pace and just the kind of ruthlessness that she has to come in and bowl a hard length is really exciting.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Andrew. Adam, did you want to go next?
Sure. G'day, Megan. How are you?
Good, Adam. How you going?
Good, thanks. Just touched on Annabelle Sutherland there. I was just wondering, more generally, I guess it's a pretty exciting young, fast bowling group of which you're a senior figure now. It feels like not very long ago that you were the young one. Being able to put yourself in their shoes, does that help with what looks like a pretty strong mentoring or leadership role you're playing in that fast bowling group?
Yeah. we're kind of all mentors. I think that's the beauty of it, is often the kids are teaching us this environment. When I was fresh, I wasn't really coming from back then. So I think, you know, she kind of comes in and epitomizes everything of what that new system is, and her work ethic and all that kind of comes with it is really refreshing for me. And it kind of shows that, you know, we're in good prospects with kids like that.
Sorry, I'm not sure if it happened to anyone else, but you just broke up a little bit at the start of your answer there. Were you talking about Annabelle?
Yeah, I was talking about Annabelle, but kind of the state system as a whole, how they just keep producing young fast bowlers.
Mm. And you also mentioned your own form, but I guess looking at sort of across this 3-year stretch where you guys have been so successful, you've been such a pivotal part of that. Why do you think you've been able to have so much success and just, I guess, be such a consistent performer with the white ball, no matter the format?
I think just being an in-swinger is what helps me. I often joke that if I was an out-swinger, I probably wouldn't have a spot in the team. So I think, you know, I do something different. There's not many in-swingers in the game. I think we're pretty effective. We do something different. So that's kind of been my weapon at the start of a match, whether that's ODI or T20. And then I think, you know, my slow balls and change the pace go away from the right-hander. So that's been quite effective for me in the latter ends. And obviously when the pitches suit and there's a little bit of grip, it's even more effective. So that's been my weapon, I guess.
And last one from me, just back on the streak, the much talked about streak. Do you guys sort of put it up there with a World Cup win or something or that level, or is it, you know, does the 2022 World Cup, does that remain the sort of main goal for you guys?
Yeah, look, 2022 is the absolute goal. I think, you know, there's been some quiet discussions behind the team of how big that year is going to be, not just with World Cups, but with everything else that's involved. There's going to be some good management for the team there to get through that much cricket. But yeah, we honestly haven't even spoken about the streak. That's not really on our mindset. I think, you know, first and foremost was the win of the Rose Bowl, and then we can move on to just playing our best cricket and finishing off the series well.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, AB. Dan Bredig, did you have anything?
Yeah, sure. Just as a follow-up to what you've been asked earlier, Megan, about your bowling and your lengths, does that go hand in hand with, I suppose, how much you've been swinging the ball or wanting to, as opposed to, seems like some days it goes a bit more than others?
Yeah, I think the first couple games, my eyes lit up a little bit, being the morning of AB Field. There's normally a bit more juice in the pitch, a bit of moisture around, and I haven't quite had the swing that I thought I might have. I don't know if it's me or the ball or the pitch or all of the above. So I kind of had to switch up after a couple overs of trying to bowl a little bit straighter and not trying to swing it as much, because quite often when I get ahead of myself, I chuck it out too wide, hoping it'll swing, and I've given him a nice half volley to hit through cover. So I've been quite aware of trying not to do that. And so I've been trying to adjust my lines and get a little bit straighter.
And can you just talk us through further to that? Like, what's your essentially your plan B on the days when you don't see it hooping as you'd like it to?
I try and get a little more jag off the pitch. So pretty much I just look to present the seam as straight up as I can. And if it swings, great. But if it doesn't, hopefully my natural angle of how wide I come at the crease can still be attacking the stumps. Because at the end of the day, if I'm not really bowling at the stumps, I'm not overly effective. So we've got bowlers that can cover every other area. But for me, it's kind of, you know, trying to cover those stumps.
Great. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Dan. LJ, anything from you?
Yeah, I'll throw one in. I know you said the streak isn't something the team's really thinking about, Megan, but I know they've spoken a fair bit about finishing off teams and not taking the foot off the throat. Do you think that's been part of why you've put together this run, because you just don't want to lose a single match?
Yeah, that is something we have spoken about a few times, and there's been many occasions where we've been holding up a trophy at the end of a series after just losing that last match, which, it's pretty hard to fake a smile sometimes. You know, we do take losses pretty hard. So when you've got to be holding a trophy that you won the game before, but we've not finished it off well and we've lost that last game, it feels a bit rough to be holding a trophy then and there. So I think for us, we spoke about making sure we finish off the series well so that we're not having any disappointment whilst holding a trophy.
Cool. Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks, LJ. Russell, you just joined. Did you have anything to add?
Mute. Just take myself off mute, sorry. joining very late. Apologies. You might have covered this off. But I'm just wondering, I was just going back through, obviously coming towards the record thing tomorrow, and it's been like 18 months of games, and through that time you've also won two T20 World Cups, and I think that the number is, I think it's 60 matches and you've won like 52 of them. I mean, do you fully appreciate that level of sheer dominance? Does that get into your head at any times, like in the tight moments you just go, we've won so many games, this has got to help us? And there's probably been a lot of players come through over that time as well, but that's a significant level of sheer dominance.
Yeah, I mean, when you kind of put it into numbers like that, it does sound pretty nice. But I think for us, obviously, you know, we spoke about finishing off series well, but you kind of said it there best with there's been a good turnaround of new players and fresh faces that come through, and they kind of keep us old ones, you know, at the end of our ties going, crap, these girls are going to, you know, take our spots one day. So you might as well be playing your best as long as you can. So I think for us, we've had the same core group for a long time. We know each other's games so well, and we know how to win games from really any position. I think that's what helps us, and we don't really panic. We have a good calm about us, and there's obviously we have Meg as our captain, who's quite calm and is a natural kind of leader in that sense. And sometimes I get a little panicky at the top of my mark, and I just need to be reminded sometimes to keep being boring, especially in the ODI format. But obviously we find a way to win from most positions, and that's what helps us.
And are you able to enjoy that, the winning, the long stretches of winning? Do you really lap it up, or are you so focused on, as you say, going into the next game and looking over your shoulder at who might be coming through the ranks? Or do you actually enjoy the fact that you're winning so much?
Absolutely, we do. I think we're really good at celebrating each other's success. And no matter what, there's always kind of some positive to celebrate other than the team win. So yesterday, obviously, with Meg making a century, or if like Annabelle comes in her first ODI and just absolutely smokes the ball through a nice like on drive. I don't know, moments like that are the kind of ones we appreciate, and we have team drinks after the game and things like that, and those are the moments you reflect on and go, we're in pretty good hands here.
Good stuff, thank you.
Thanks, Russell. Phil, we'll come back to you.
Mute myself, okay. Hey. Hey, Megan, we're talking about your streak, but I'm just wondering what you know or remember about the team that you are hopefully going to equal, that 2003 team. I think you were 10, or around 10 years old. I don't even know how interested in cricket you were when you were 10 years old. But, I mean, that team is full of iconic players, you know. I wonder what you know about their achievements and the guys in that team.
Not a lot, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was interested in cricket, but I didn't know anything about it. So I would have been cheering and, yeah, go sports. But I wouldn't have actually known what was going on and the actual success they were having at the time. So what's special is for me to be kind of a part of that at the moment, and now it really makes me appreciate what they were able to achieve back then.
Yeah, so you've been able to get some historical context, I guess, now you've progressed through the game yourself.
Yeah, you said that in a much smarter way than what I worded it. Absolutely.
Rarely accused of that, so thank you.
Thanks, Phil. Any last questions, guys?
Can I just fire in one more, Lucy? Megan, just with your striker's hat on, did you have your heart in your mouth when Susie went over in the outfield the other day, and have you been able to chat to her about how serious the injury is?
Absolutely, I did. Yeah, that was quite frightening, even from just obviously a friendship perspective. I've known Susie a long time and is a dear friend of mine, so that was quite scary when you see your friend in pain. But she's walking around in a sling at the moment. She hasn't actually said that they've seen the shoulder surgeon yet, so we're kind of waiting on news for that. But I definitely had my striker's hat on and was a little bit scared, because I thought, crap, I'm VC, do I have to take the captaincy here if that's the case? But obviously, you know, Sophie's departed us now, so we can't have another Kiwi out.
Thanks very much, Megan.
Thanks, Andrew. Any others, guys? If not, we'll wrap up. No, all good. All right, thanks very much for joining us, guys. I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Bye.